This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA at Troy tonight. Our boys game getting set to tip off with Donovan West in town. If you're just joining us, what a girls game we saw just a little bit ago. Donovan West girls surviving 47-46. They blew a 17-point third quarter lead. Troy girls had an 18-0 run about final 4 minutes of the third quarter going into the fourth. Once they Donovan West got that 18-0 run snapped, it was back and forth the rest of the way. Troy, an opportunity with a half-court heave at the buzzer. It did not go. And the Troy girls falling here at home against Donovan West in the girls' game, 47-46. But now we got to transition into the boys' game here tonight. Donovan West under third-year head coach Derek Shelton. They are 4-2 on the year. They have won three straight, including a game against Horton on Tuesday night, 57-52. And under head coach Derek Shelton, as we mentioned, here is the starters for the D-West boys in this one tonight. Let's start with the Petersons. You got Ketcher, the freshman, at 6 feet tall, and then Coulter, the older brother, the senior at 5'10". Michael Albers, the 6'4 senior forward. You got Kaysen Keller, 6'1 sophomore wing player, and another guard in the backcourt, Dustin Beach, a 5'9 senior. Donovan West again. It's going to be Coulter and Ketcher Peterson, Albers, Keller, and Beach rounding out the starting five for Derek Shelton. Eight of the first 11 games this season for Donovan West are going to be at home. This is only their second road game here of the 25-26 campaign. But again, D. West starting the same way they did on Tuesday night with Peterson times two, Albers, Keller, and Beach. For first-year head coach Heath Wettstein and the Troy boys, 2-3 on the year, and they have lost back-to-back games since that double overtime thriller against Hiawatha back on the 5th, 87-85, lost to Jackson Heights, 47-41. And last week, they've had a week off. They lost at Riverside, 62-45. Hunter Ingeman, Caden Rosenberger, Kasten Jasper, Henry Geiger, and Colton Ludke. Geiger at 19 points, 13 rebounds a game. Ingeman, the third leading scorer at 14 a game. Jasper at 15 points a game. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Here we go. Boys game underway in a wild sequence there. Missed shot. Geiger, a quick rebound. Now Troy from left to right. Their first possession of the first quarter. Geiger, right elbow, picks it up there. Back to the bucket. Now facing the basket. Looking for Rosenberger, and it's a row deep into the stands. A turnover on Troy. Last season, Troy beat Donovan West 48-43. But again, Donovan West looking for their first above 500 season in 8 years. And right now they are 4-2 going into their final game here at Troy tonight before the break. Here is Coulter Peterson. Gets it off to Ketcher on a curl. Right side, it's Dustin Beach in the corner. Got the friendly touch on the three, and Dustin Beach gets the scoring started. 45 seconds in, 3-0 Donovan West. Dustin Beach, 35% from downtown. Troy tried to answer, couldn't get it to go, and Ketcher Peterson the rebound for D. West. Get it up the floor quickly. Coulter pulling up from the left baseline. That one's no good. Geiger the rebound, and then a foul on Donovan West. First foul of the game a minute in. And let's check it. They will get Dustin Beach. 3-0 Donovan West. Three ball by Dustin Beach from the right corner. And the Trojans trying to snap a two-game skid. Donovan West trying to win their fourth consecutive game going into the break. Here's Colton Ludke with the basketball at the free throw line. Hands it off to Ingeman on a curl. He'll dive in, kick right, and a foul's called. Tried to kick it to Geiger in the corner, but a whistle going against Donovan West. Their second foul. And it's going to be the second on Beach. So that has to bring on 6-foot freshman Braylon Shelton, who's played really well in his first year at the varsity level for Donovan West. But again, Beach has to come out with two fouls early. 6:40 to go in the first. 3-0 Donovan West on a three ball by Beach. Inbounds pass up and under, and a foul is called. Are they going to give Geiger that bucket? I'm going to say it's on the floor. Or no, it is a shooting foul. Ketcher Peterson picked it up. Geiger's going to shoot two. 6:37 to go in the first. Geiger's first free throw, no good. Boy, he has lived at the line. That was his 57th free throw attempt of the season. He has made 38. right about 68%. He is averaging 19 and 13 this season, and Geiger's able to make one of two and get Troy on the board. 3-1, Donovan West by two at 6:34 to go in this first quarter. Here's D. West with the basketball. Coulter Peterson with it. Hands it off to Kaysen Keller on a curl, working back top of the key. Right side it goes to Peterson. He had it knocked away on the perimeter. Good job by Ingeman, but D. West able to keep the possession with Shelton in the corner. Now a hesitation and a fire from the left wing, in and out on a three by catcher Peterson. Kasten Jasper up the floor quickly for Troy. Nice ball fake by Kasten. Gets in the lane. Little hezzy. Tried to bank it in with the right hand. Able to get his own rebound underneath. And now Geiger through contact. He can't get it to go. Long rebound in the corner. Chased down by Shelton for Donovan West. 2 minutes in, 6 to go in the first quarter. 3-1 Donovan West, a 3 by Beach, and then 1 point by Geiger at the free throw line for Troy. Here's Shelton, hands it off to Coulter Peterson. He'll pull up from the right elbow, left it short, and fighting for the rebound. Ingeman tied up with Albers, and I think they get Albers for the foul. It'll be his first and team foul number 3. Not sure if the boys' game is going to live up to quite the hype of the girls' game tonight, which Donovan West survived 47-46 despite blowing a 17-point third-quarter lead. But expected both games to be good tonight. Girls' one was fantastic, and the boys' game just getting going. 3-1 Mustangs at 5:20 to go in this opening period. Ingeman with the basketball for Troy. They've had a week off. He'll get to the rack, left side, missed a right-handed layup. Rebound by Albers, and then he nearly had it taken away, but gets it off to catcher Peterson, who works hard into the front court. Shelton thought about it. Here's a baseline drive by Keller. Picks it up on the right block. The lefty, Shelton, for three. It's a little bit strong. Perfect backside rebound for Coulter Peterson. Catcher again will fire. This time no good. Left it short, and rebounded by Kasten Jasper for Troy. Troy looking for their first field goal here in the opening quarter. They're down 3-1. A lot of contact inside. They get Ingeman with the travel and a second turnover by Troy. So two turnovers here in the early going by the Trojans, or are they going to get a foul? One of the officials discussing something in front of us here at the scorer's table. They actually did call a foul on Colt Jensen, who has checked in here for Troy. Albers, beg your pardon. D. West with the basketball, a 3-1 lead. Back near midcourt, resettling, no shot clock here. At Troy, catcher Peterson in the paint, bouncing it into the left corner to Coulter, his older brother, and he lost the handle and it went out of bounds for a turnover. So D. West turns it over for the first time. They still have a 3-1 lead at 4:20 to go here in the first 8 minutes. Troy's averaging 61.4 points per game. The D. West defense giving up just 47 a game. Right now, defense has been hot in the first 4 minutes. Just a 3-1 score. D. West by two. Here's Geiger. Lost it on the block and taken away by Albers. Third turnover by Troy. And now it's knocked away. And Ingeman now comes away with a steal. So both teams giving it back to each other. Good pass inside. Ludke missing the shot. Good feed by Ingeman. And Ludke's going to shoot two here for Troy. Chance to tie the game. D. West foul on catcher Peterson. That's going to be his second. Free throws coming for the senior Colton Ludke. This will be his fifth free throw attempt of the season. Troy is a team coming into tonight 66% at the line. And Ludke is able to knock in the first one. Makes it 3-2 Mustangs, 3:50 to go in this first quarter. Catcher Peterson is out. Rucker Haring is checked in. So you got Beach and catcher Peterson, both two early fouls for Donovan West. Ludke trying to tie it. Can't do so. Left it short. Haring, who just checked in, grabbed the rebound for D. West. D. West by one, 3-2 inside. Albers kicked it to Shelton up top for three. Got it. Nothing but net. Shelton hit four threes on Tuesday and has one here in the first quarter. 6-2 our score and a timeout. It's a 30 taken by Heath Wetstein and the Troy Trojans. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tabman with you on KNZA. A three knocked down a moment ago by Braylon Shelton has given Donovan West an early 6-2 lead here in the first quarter at Troy. 3:36 to go in this first period of play. Again, going through some of the girls' finals from earlier tonight. Again, the D. West girls surviving 47-46. Frankfort girls defeated Onega 42-24. Royal Valley girls, a Big East League win against Sabetha 56-41. Rossville girls, a win over Holton. Final earlier tonight, 68-40. Just getting going in the boys' game. Troy looking for the split. D. West looking for the sweep. And the Mustangs by four. 3:35 to go, quarter one. And here we go, back to it. Troy with the basketball. Into the game, Sawyer Ashburn has it up top. Hands it off to Kasten Jasper. Back up top to Ingeman. Puts it on the dribble. Good kick to the right side to Rosenberger. Now Ashburn, lefty for three. Spins it in there. Sawyer Ashburn, his second three of the season. Just one of 13 before that one was knocked down. 6-5, Troy down one. And Shelton with the ball reaching in with Kasten Jasper. They're going to whistle him for the foul. That'll be his first. And for Troy, team foul number one here in the quarter. 6-5 our score. Mustangs with the ball and the one-point lead. Coulter Peterson, second team all-league in the TVL last year, working with a right-side angle on the wing, goes into the corner, launching a pass, far side. Here's Haring with it, reversing around the perimeter. It's Keller. Now he wants to go to work inside. Picks it up, gives it off to Albers. Now Shelton around the arc. Coulter Peterson pulling up from the right elbow, left it short. And four white jerseys around that rebound, but Kasten Jasper comes away with it. Chance for Troy to take the lead. They're down 6-5, 2:35 to go first quarter. Ingeman, a hard drive, and he got tripped up in the paint, and a foul on D. West. And it's Albers, and that's going to be his second. Troy in the bonus here, final 2:34 in this first quarter. Hunter Ingeman, 23 points in the season opener against Valley Falls. He's averaging just south of 15 a game. He is short on the first free throw. Now 9 of 15 after that miss on the year. And for the first time tonight, 6'1 senior Hayden Paulino into the game for Donovan West. Ingeman trying to go 1-for-2, trying to tie the game, and he does so. First point tonight for Ingeman, a 6-6 tie, 2.5 minutes to go, quarter number one. Here's Coulter Peterson with it. Has it right side on the wing. Goes between the legs. Trying to get inside. Does so. Quickly doubled. And gets it back to the left wing. Shelton now in the corner. It is Keller back up top and a whistle. And they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Paulino. He didn't get out in time and a turnover on D. West. Third turnover in the first quarter. And Troy gets it back. Trying to break a 6-0 tie. 2:16 to go in the frame. Both teams, 3 turnovers. Here in the first near 6 minutes of tonight's game. Jasper going to work around a double screen. He gets it into the right corner, closed out by Paulino. Geiger, right block, going to work. Spinning, dumps it down. Lost it was Ingeman. Turnover by Troy, taken away by Peterson. Here's Coulter Peterson. Good dump down to Paulino. Right-handed shot, banked it off the window. Hayden, Paulino for two. 8-6, Donovan West, a minute 42 to go in the first quarter. Here's Kasten Jasper. Now Geiger, back to the bucket, right block. Knocked away, Paulino comes away with a steal. Another turnover by Troy. Nice minute of play here for Hayden Paulino with a bucket and a steal. 8-6, Donovan West. Here's Haring around the arc. Right side pass to Keller in the corner. Thought about it, Troy playing man-to-man. Now Keller goes baseline, he's bumped and fouled. Just the second team foul on Troy here in the first. And they're going to get that one on at Kasten Jasper, and he's got both of the Troy fouls, and he's going to have to come out. Lane Hartman, a sophomore, checks in for him. Minute 17 to go in the first quarter. 8-6, Donovan West, you're in the boys' game. Here's Keller with it, guarded by Colt Jensen. Right corner. There's a double team. Good job by Sawyer Ashburn. Got to get rid of it, and finally does so, and now out of bounds in the corner, Donovan West turning it over, Troy ramping it up, forcing the fourth D. West turnover here in the first near 7 minutes of the game. 8-6, D-West leading it. The minute to go in this first quarter. Here's Ingeman into the front court. Gets a double screen, works right, gets to the right block. A little fadeaway, Jay. Well, short. Geiger the rebound, fighting up and under. And one for Geiger, and that ties the game. Check the foul on D-West. Kaysen Keller, who picks up his first. 3 points in this opening quarter for Henry Geiger. He's averaging 19 points and 13 rebounds a game. And he knocks in the free throw, capitalizes on the three-point play, makes it Troy 9, Donovan West 8. Final 45 seconds of quarter number one. Here's Keller, right in front of midcourt, trapped on the right side. Paulino, Peterson, Shelton, open for three. Not this time, he left it short. Paulino is going to get a foul call, trying to rebound over Ingeman. Good job by Ingeman to box out. Paulino picks up his first. And we walk the other way for free throws for Troy.
Go. Put these in.
Ingeman at the line this season, 64%. Troy, 66% as a team coming in. Ingeman 1-for-2 here in the first quarter. Trying to add to a one-point lead, and he knocks in the first. Troy 10, Donovan West 8, 34 seconds remaining in the first. Seconds by Ingeman is good. 3-for-4 at the line here in the first 7 minutes. Troy's lead is 3-11-8. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Paulino back to the bucket. Now Keller, right wing. Dives in a touch, reversing the basketball back up top. It's Colter Peterson. 19 seconds to work. Nice dump down pass. Shot rejected by Ashburn. Good defense on the backside. Haring was underneath. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. And Donovan West down three will throw it in. Colter Peterson has it, trying to dump it into Shelton. Shelton lost his footing, but a foul's going to be called against Troy. Took not even a second off the clock there. Foul is on Geiger, his first, and Troy team foul number three. 16 seconds to go in the first, 11-8, Troy by a three. Here's Paulino, left elbow. Into the corner now. Keller for the tie, way off. It was too strong. Rebound for Sawyer Ashburn. 8 seconds to go here for Troy. Here's Ingeman with five. Puts it on the dribble. Gets inside. A lot of contact. No call. It's on the floor. Paulino grabs the rebound, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter of our boys' game tonight. It's Troy 11, Donovan West 8. Second quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game starting the second quarter here tonight in Troy. Trojans leading the rival, Donovan West, 11-8. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. It's our final full slates of games across the networks for the holiday, a couple of weeks off, so appreciate everyone tuning with us here tonight. Troy, the three-point lead in the opening possession. Ashburn trying to add with a right corner three, missed everything. Backside rebound taken in by Dustin Veach for Donovan West. Veach gets it in the right corner, wide open, tees up a triple, left it short. Paulino the rebound, and then he's fouled by Ashburn. Ashburn picks up his first. Paulino the rebound. And the Mustangs down three, 30 seconds into the second. We'll throw it in with Colter Peterson, left side of his own backboard. Dumps it into the backcourt here with Shelton, the freshman, who's averaging over 7 points per game so far this season. Colter Peterson in the corner. He is trapped. Tough spot. His pass somehow finds the hands of Dustin Beach all the way out near midcourt on the right side. Now Sawyer Ashburn stuck a foot out, kicked it into the crowd, and a side out here for Donovan West. No shot clock here at Troy. And had a couple of broadcasts here on KNZA where the shot clock has been involved, but not the case here in Troy. D. West working with the ball with Peterson. Now Shelton in the corner, dribbles back to the top of the key. Lobs a pass to the right wing to Beach. Now Paulino bumped on the right elbow and a foul on Geiger. That's going to be his second. So two quick fouls here on Troy in the second quarter, and that's going to bring back into the game Colton Ludke. So Geiger has to sit. We'll see for how long, but he's got two early fouls. 7:04 to go first half. Here's a quick trigger, right side three. Dustin Beach has another. Two threes and 6 points, and we're tied. It's 11 apiece. 6:54 to go, first half. Troy, not much communication there. Beach was wide open in the right corner on that inbounds play. Here's Lane Hartman with it. Sophomore, now Ashburn up top. Puts it on the dribble once. Now Ingeman left corner. He'll get it to Ludke at the free throw line. One dribble right side to Jensen. Jensen, Ingeman, wide open, right corner, three, hits the rim, falls off. Paulino clears it away for Donovan West. Tied at 11, 90 seconds into quarter number two. One-handed pass, Haring was blocked from behind, and a foul called. Haring going to shoot free throws. What a pass and find with the one hand by Coulter Peterson on that one. Check the foul. Mention Ashburn, it will be his second. The sophomore, Rucker Haring, who did not play in the game Tuesday against Horton. Back to it here tonight, and he misses the first free throw. That was his first free throw attempt of the season. Tied at 11 at 6:23 to go until half. Much like the girls' game early on, offense been hard to come by for both teams. And Haring misses them both. That one too strong, and a rebound for Ludke. 11-11 tie. D. West looking for the sweep here at Troy tonight. Trojans trying to salvage a split.
Go.
Ingeman, Jensen, right back to Ingeman up top. Jensen again. This time he'll fire a three. He'll deliver a three. Colt Jensen. Jensen, his third triple of the season. And his first points tonight makes it 13, or they call it a two. Beg your pardon. Never mind. His foot was on the line, so 13-11. Now Ashburn nearly coming away with a steal at midcourt. D. West will keep it. So Jensen's shot was a long two. And back into the game here. Haring's going to take a seat. Cason Keller checks back in for D. West. Troy by two, 13-11. 5:48 to go until halftime. 5-point Troy win in this matchup last year, 48-43 right before the break. That was at D. West, now playing at Troy this season. Final game before the break this year. Here's Shelton going to work on Ashburn. A lot of contact. He's going to draw the foul on Ludke. Sawyer Ashburn was in the area. Well, let's see who they get it on. They do get it on Ludke. That'll be his first. Team foul number three. And at the line, Braylon Shelton, the 6-foot freshman. 7 points per game for Shelton. A left-hander, and he knocks in the first free throw, has 4 points in this first half. He had 13 and four threes in the 5-point win against Horton on a Tuesday night. 13-12. Shelton the chance to tie it here at the stripe. And he's able to do so. 5 first half points for Braylon Shelton. He'll come out. Dustin Beach back on the floor for D. West. A 13-13 tie. Just south of 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Zone defense right now for the Mustangs. Ingeman on the right wing, bounces to Ludke in the corner. Coach Wettstein had seen enough of that possession. He's going to call a full timeout. We'll follow suit, 5:20 to go, second quarter, a 13-13 tie here in Troy. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good, good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
For a free insurance review, see Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA continuing tonight, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Go to rainbowtel.net, find out more information, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Studio producer tonight, Megan Sturton, Brandon Tabman with you here in Troy. Boys match up with Donovan West. We're deadlocked at 13-13 coming out of the timeout. 5:20 to go, second quarter. D West girls won a thriller in the first game tonight, 47-46. Out of the timeout, Troy with the ball, tie game as we mentioned. Zone defense right now for D West. Here's Jensen between the rings out high, looking right. Now Ledke with it. Ingeman on a cut, gets it in the lane, shovels it out to Lane Hartman. Back to Jensen, back to Hartman up top. Dives in, kicks left to Jensen. Jensen now looking for Ledke in the corner, and it's taken away. Six turnovers now for Troy. Donovan West, another chance. Beach, a deep straightaway three, couldn't get it to go. Cleared away on the rebound by Ledke. 13-13 tie, 4:43 to go until halftime. Here's Ingeman, top of the circle, right side to Jensen. 2-3 zone still applied by the Mustangs defensively. Jensen, this time quick trigger three. That one a little strong, and a backside rebound for Kaysen Keller and D. West. It was 11-8 Troy at the end of one. We're deadlocked at 13-13 now at 4:20 to go in the second. Here's Keller, had his pass tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay here with Donovan West. Caden Rosenberger checking back in here for Troy. He'll take the spot of Sawyer Ashburn. Beach to throw it in, dumps it into the backcourt beyond the midcourt line to Coulter Peterson, who then casually brings it into the front court from right to left. Troy going man-to-man. They switch there. Good job by Hartman now guarding Coulter. He'll go baseline. Little right-handed floater. What touch? Coulter Peterson from 12 feet. He's got his first basket tonight. Makes it 15-13 D West by two. Ingeman sidesteps in the lane, missing a layup. Ledke the rebound, but he's fouled on the floor. Ledke giving some good minutes here. They get catcher Peterson, who just checked back in, and if that's the case, he's going to be his third foul. Derek Shelton arguing that catcher was not the one in the area around Ledke, and again, it's a big deal, though, because if they do get catcher Peterson with that one, it's going to be his third foul. And they do change it. Okay, so it's going to be on Keller, his second, so catcher is going to hold on to those two fouls. 3:56 to go until the half, 15-13 Donovan West by a deuce. Here's Ingeman for Troy, right side on the wing. Mustangs still going 2-3 on the defensive effort. Ingeman with it, up top, looking inside, not much there. Hartman now in between the rings out high. Ingeman right wing. Now an elbow touch, Ledke back to the basket. Jensen in the corner, gets a screen. Up top, Rosenberger. Left side pass to Hartman, looking inside, not there. Now Ledke again, elbow touch, right back to Jensen in the right corner. A lot of perimeter passing here. They're trying to get Ledke in the middle of that zone. He's had a couple of touches. There it is. Puts it on the dribble. Left block, and he had it taken away. A steal by Kaysen Keller. Seven turnovers here in the first half on Troy. 15-13 Donovan West. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Trojans going man-to-man here. Catcher Peterson with it. Right side it goes. Beach on the wing. Now catcher again in the corner. Gets a screen. Pulls up. Long two. Not good there. And a rebound for Rosenberger. Here's Caden working into the front court for Troy. Bounce pass to the right side to Hartman. Rosenberger, good extra pass. Jensen, left corner, three short. Able to get his own rebound following his miss. Now Ingeman tries. That one's strong on a three. Hartman able to save it. And a third opportunity here for Troy on this possession. 15-13 Donovan West. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Ingeman is bumped on the drive inside. And a foul on Donovan West. And if that's Beach, that's going to be his third. And it will be the third foul on Dustin Beach. So he's got to come out. Shelton quickly back in for him. Trojans with the basketball. Down two. 2:35 to go in the second quarter. No shot clock here at Troy. Captain Jasper, skip pass, Rosenberger up top, Mustangs still going 2-3, and it has caused Troy's offense a lot of problems here in this second quarter. Here is Ledke, right elbow, Jasper, little ball fake, right side Rosenberger, back up top, we're down to 2:14. Hartman to Jensen, short corner left, spins into a double, back out to Hartman in the corner. Now Jasper left wing. Donovan West fans loving this defense on this possession here. Perimeter passing continues. Jasper bumped up top, and Donovan West wanted a travel call there on Jasper. They didn't get it. Rosenberger right side. Long possession here for Troy. Down to 150 to go in the half. Hartman. Rosenberger right side. He'll try to knock down a three. No good. Rebound Albers, and then a foul on the floor. Wow, they call it on Donovan West and catcher Peterson, and now he's got his third foul. Haring's going to have to come in for him. That was a long, lengthy possession for Troy. And they still have it with D-West picking up that third foul for catcher Peterson. 15-13 our score. Low-scoring affair. D-West with the lead. Troy continuing this lengthy possession late in the first half. In the 2-3 zone is causing some problems. Here's Jasper between the rings. Now Ludke, elbow touch. Backdoor, Jensen, got it to go. That's how you break the zone. Ludke to Jensen, cutting backdoor. And we're tied at 15-15 in a stoppage of play. 91 seconds to go. And Keller was a little banged up there. Fisher wanted to make sure he was okay. And we are good to go. Troy led it by three at the end of one, 11-8. We are deadlocked at 15-15. Final 80 seconds here in the second quarter. D-West with the ball. Keller on the right wing. Troy going man-to-man here. Now Coulter Peterson curling in the lane. Right side shot, no, but a foul called. Free throws coming for the second team all-league selection from last year, Coulter Peterson. They get the foul on Colton Ludke, his second. And team foul number five against Troy. So bonus time the rest of the half. A minute 11. Peterson a quiet first half, just 2 points. His first free throw is short, no good. Mike, 15-15 tie. Just over 70 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Peterson will try it again. And that one is good. 3 points in the first half for Peterson. The lead is one. Donovan West 16, Troy 15. Minute five to go, quarter number two. Jensen at the free throw line, right side to Rosenberger. Hartman up top, left side Jasper, three on the way. Swish. Caston Jasper finally on the board. 25% downtown stroker. He makes it 18-16, Troy. Final 48 seconds here. Now a whistle. And a stoppage of play by the official. I think something might have been on the floor, so cleaning that up in the corner. D-West will throw it in on the side out. Troy by two, 18-16. Final 44 seconds to go in the first half. Into the game is Brecken Falk, a freshman, and inside! Nice pass, Albers for two. 18-18 tie, 31 seconds to go in the half. First bucket tonight for Albers. Here's Rosenberger, Hartman up top. He's open for three, short. Ashburn the rebound, though. Second chance, Jasper a deep one. Got it! Second triple for Caston Jasper. 21-18 Troy, 15 seconds to go in the half. Here is Peterson up top. It's Coulter, 9 seconds to go. Going to work, tough shot, can't bank it in. Offensive rebound by Albers, 4 seconds. Another shot missed by Haring. Albers again at the buzzer, no good. And that takes us to the end of the first half. Kind of a wild sequence there. A couple of offensive rebounds, but D-West unable to convert in the final seconds. And our halftime score here in Troy, Trojans 21, Mustangs 18. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll break down the first half right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online.
Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game at the half here in Troy. 21-18, their lead over Donovan West. Girls game was tight. Boys game through two quarters, tight as well. Troy led 11-8 at the end of one. Both teams scored 10 in the second. 21-18 Trojans here in the boys' halftime break. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Brandon Tamma with you, Megan Sturton in studio. Don't forget, after all the action, Jake and Boz, one final time here in 2025, edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. All right, 21-18, let's get you the first half numbers. We'll start with Troy. Caston Jasper, kind of a slow start for him, but he hit a couple of threes late in that second quarter. Six in the first half to lead Troy. They got four apiece from Henry Geiger and Cole Jensen. They got three apiece from Hunter Ingeman and Sawyer Ashburn, also 1 point from Colton Ludke. Donovan West, two threes and 6 points in the first half from Dustin Beach. They got five off the bench from freshman Braylon Shelton, 3 points from Coulter Peterson, and then 2 points apiece from Michael Albers and Hayden Paulino. Some of the team numbers in the first half for Troy, seven turnovers. They were 6 of 9 at the line. They had 15 rebounds and hit two threes. For Donovan West, team-wise, just four turnovers in the first half. They were 3 of 6 at the line. They had 12 team rebounds, and they hit three from the outside. Stats all season long brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, that is Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, our boys' halftime score, it's Troy 21, Donovan West 18. More coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowshell.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This holiday season, all of us at SBS Insurance want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're thankful for our customers, our neighbors, and the communities we serve. May your days be merry, your travels be safe, and the new year bring health, happiness, and new beginnings. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from SBS Insurance.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Boys game here at Troy at the half. It is Trojans 21, Donovan West 18. Thank you so much for tuning in here tonight. Halftime show coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. Let's get you some other scores from around the area here tonight. Girls final, they're broadcast on CARE Radio, 93.7. Valley Falls defeating Atchison County, 45-16. Some other boys scores at the half. Sabetha leading Royal Valley, 37-24. Frankfurt leading Onega, 26-15. And Rossville, they hang up 51 in the first half against Holton. They lead the Wildcats, 51-22. Final three-minute timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotions, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball continuing tonight on KNZA. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Boys game at the half. Troy leading at 21-18 over Donovan West. Again, moments away from that third quarter action. If you're just joining us, boy, that girls game earlier, fantastic ending. But Donovan West, despite giving up a 17-point third quarter lead, they survive against the Trojans here on the road, 47-46. So you look at the D-West girls, top 10 team in the 2A classification. After losing their season opener to Hiawatha, they have won six consecutive games going into the holiday break. Troy girls going into the break with an even record of 3-3. Coming into the boys game tonight, Donovan West was looking for their fourth consecutive win. They sit at 4-2. Troy on the other side, they have lost back-to-back games after starting 2-1. They are currently 2-3 on the season. Well, for Troy, again, leading by 3, 21-18. Caston Jasper, 2 threes and 6 points, leading the way in that second quarter. And then 2 threes and 6 points as well for Dustin Beach. Again, you look at Troy, they came into this game tonight averaging over 61 points per game, or just 21 in the first half. Donovan West averaging 49 points per game, coming in 18 on that side on offense in the first half of play. It'll be Jasper, Ingeman, Rosenberger, Geiger, and Ludke starting five for Troy. Braylon Shelton, the freshman, is going to start the third quarter here for Donovan West. You also got Coulter Peterson, you got Kaysen Keller, you got Michael Albers, and then you also got into the game, let's see, one other in the game, Dustin Beach. The five for D-West. So here we go. Mustangs down three. Opening possession left to right they go. Third quarter. Beach for the tie. And he buries a straightaway three. Right on cue. 9 points and three threes for Dustin Beach. 20 seconds into the third. We're tied at 21-21. Going to work. Jasper splitting a couple defenders and laying it in with the right hand. He's got eight. Quick pace to start. And then he knocks in a pass out of bounds. Donovan West will keep it. 23-21 Troy. 30 seconds into this third quarter. Here's Beach to throw it inside out. Up top, Coulter Peterson. Surveying this Troy man-to-man defense. Troy led 11-8 after one. Both teams scored 10 points in the second quarter. And we're off and running quarter number three. Albers inside. Shot good. They're going to say it's on the floor. It's not going to be an and one. A foul on Troy. Our first foul on either side here in the third quarter. And it's a big one because it's Henry Geiger who now has three. 7:15 to go, third quarter. 23-21, Troy by two. Shelton, they set it up, left wing three, got it for the lead. Second triple tonight for Braylon Shelton. He's hit six threes this week. He's got 8 points, 24-23. Jasper responding right back, a three of his own. So both teams coming out hot on offense. 26-24, Troy. 6:52 to go in this third quarter. Well, both coaches might have said something to get these offenses ramped up just a touch. Man-to-man defense by Troy. Here's Veach in the right corner, bouncing it up top to Shelton. Coulter Peterson now on a curl in the lane. 10-footer off the heel, fighting for the rebound. Troy has it. Here's Geiger to Jasper. 26-24, Troy. 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Nice pass to Ludke. It was there, but Ludke fumbled it out of bounds. And a turnover by Troy. Make it 8 in the game on that category. So Donovan West getting the ball back. They're going left to right on offense here in a quarter number three in the fourth quarter as well. Coulter Peterson left side to Shelton in the corner with Keller. Working around the arc. Top of the key, right side now. Coulter again. Dustin Beach thought about it, puts it on the dribble, gets in the lane, bouncing Coulter. A right side three, front rim no. Albers, though, the offensive rebound. Second chance, Beach will try again from the left corner, halfway down, and it's tipped into the hands of Caston Jasper. Troy by two, 26-24 with the ball. 2+ minutes into the third quarter. Jasper around a ball screen. Mustangs played a 2-3 zone for the second. Now they're playing man. Jasper wanted a foul, no call. Rebound for Shelton. Donovan West pushing the tempo down two. 5:37 to go, third quarter. Here's Veach right side, hands it off to Coulter Peterson. Shelton up top, between the rings out high. Now Keller a touch. They want Albers on the block. They go to him. Right back to Veach. Little hesitation. Now Coulter Peterson a touch up top. Then Ingeman stuck the hand in. They're going to get him with the foul.
Don't be reaching. Go.
That'll be the first on Hunter Ingeman. Stops the clock at 5:21 here in the third. Troy leading at 26-24. Cole Jensen back into the game for Troy. Rosenberger's going to get a seat. Keller to throw it in. Dumps it into the backcourt here with Coulter Peterson. About 3 minutes into this third quarter, boys game, it's been tied across the board. 26-24, Trojans by two. Mustangs can tie or take the lead here potentially. No shot clock here at Troy. Slowed the pace down. A couple different possessions throughout the game tonight. Here's Keller. Up top to Veach, thought about it from NBA range, instead steps in and kicks it to the right side. Peterson, Shelton, he'll try a three, front rim no, tipped up into the air, and Albers able to fight through two defenders to grab that offensive rebound. Now they're dumping it over the top, Albers with strength, kicks it back out, Keller a three, no good, halfway down, and a rebound for Jasper. 4:36 to go, third quarter, 26-24, Troy with the ball. Jasper, Ingeman right block, spinning, gets it to Jensen in the paint, shovels to Ludke, back up top, Jasper left side on the wing. Wants a ball screen left, he goes right, doesn't use it, shot good, and the foul, and one for Kasten Jasper.
Get over here!
4:21 to go in the third, 4-point Troy lead, the foul is on, let's check it, Dustin Veach, and that is his fourth. That is brutal. That's going to bring back the sophomore Rucker Haring. So Jasper's had the hot hand here in the third quarter. And he's able to capitalize on a three-point play. He's got 8 third-quarter points, and it's 29-24 Troy. Coming up on the halfway point in this third 8 minutes. Here's Coulter Peterson working around Ingeman on the right baseline and a whistle and a foul on Hunter. Second on Ingeman. Stops clock at 4:12 here in the third. Here's Shelton. They set him up. Right wing three. That is way off. An air ball and a rebound for Jasper. Long pass. Jensen up the floor. Curls it up and in with the right hand. He got behind everybody. Jensen with 6, and it's 31-24, Troy by 7. Just past the halfway point here in the third. Coulter Peterson on the dribble, right side waist high. Left side pass to Keller, curling around the arc, picks it up right elbow. Now Shelton, right wing, diving in, a lot of contact, no call. Gets his own rebound, throws another one up, no good, and Ludke finally clears it away. Shelton wanted a foul, did not get the call. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. 31-24, Troy, the lead and the ball. Jasper picks it up between the rings, right side to Jensen. Goes right back to Jasper. Subs in the next dead ball. Jasper wants a screen right, doesn't use it. He goes left, picks it up on the elbow. Into the corner with Ingeman. Back on the wing with Jasper. And Jasper is called for a double dribble, and he turns it over. Did not agree with the call. Second turnover in the quarter by Troy, and they're ninth in the game. 3:15 left in this third, 31-24, Troy by 7. Catcher Peterson back into the game. Kaysen Keller gets a breather for D-West. So D-West down 7 into the front court. Coulter Peterson wants an Albers screen, gets it, little pull-up, blocked in the lane, and it's corralled by Kasten Jasper. Jasper wants to go to work, gets a nice ball screen, floater from the right elbow, left it short, Albers clearing it away for D-West, and then Ludke took it right back, and a foul is going to be called. I think they get a technical foul here on Troy. A technical foul has been called on Kasten Jasper. Saying something to the official. So that's going to give Donovan West some free throws and the ball. Coulter Peterson will do the honors here for D-West. 2:53 to go in the third. 31-24, Troy by 7. But a technical foul just called. And the first free throw no good by Peterson. And they got Jasper with the tee. That's his third foul. Peterson's going to shoot one more. And he got that one to go. So he gets one of two on the technical foul. He's got 4 points in the game, and it's 31-25. 2:53 to go in the third quarter. So Donovan West, 1-2 at the line there after the technical, and they get the ball back. Here's Coulter Peterson receiving the inbounds. Going to work on Ingeman, gets in the lane, bouncing it left side, had it knocked away, and a steal by Ingeman. Turnover by Donovan West. 31-25, Troy by 6, 2:35 and counting, third quarter. Ledke at the elbow, turning, facing, holding at the right hip, still looking for someone. Now Colt Jensen right side on the wing. One dribble left, now Geiger, he's had a quiet night, but he wants to go to work. Gets inside, tough shot, no good, and a whistle and a foul on the floor after the miss on the rebound attempt.
Coulter!
And they get the foul on Coulter Peterson, which is going to be his first. And team foul number two in the quarter for D-West. Troy to throw it in. Gets it into Ledke, left block. Kicks it back to Jensen. Gets to the right elbow. Now Ingeman up top. 31-25, the Troy lead. Jasper deep right wing three halfway down. Albers clears it away for Donovan West after that missed three. Coming up on the final 2 minutes of the third quarter, Troy leading at 31-25. Here's Albers on the block. Catcher, left side. Coulter, the older brother, back to the younger. Catcher, a big three. Not there. It's short and cleared away by Troy's Caston Jasper, who's got 9 rebounds in the game. Underneath, Ludke, open for two. Nobody marked him underneath. Ludke, his first field goal. He's got 3, 33-25. Timeout, Donovan West. Largest lead of the game for Troy at 8. The 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. This was a 21-18 halftime lead for Troy. Right now it is 33-25 with a minute 39 to go in this third quarter. Caston Jasper did not score in the first quarter, but he has 14 to lead Troy and lead all scorers tonight. Donovan West, they got 9 in the game from Dustin Beach on 3 triples, and they got 8 points as well off the bench from freshman Braylon Shelton. Did last season, Troy won this matchup 48-43. Mentioned in the girls' contest, the Northeast Kansas League going to a double round robin next season, which is going to take this rivalry off the board for a little bit. So,
come on, White.
Who knows how long it'll go before these two teams have an opportunity to play each other again. So here we go out of the 30-second timeout. Donovan West, they set it up. Straight away three, short miss by Coulter Peterson. Had a pretty good look. Sawyer Ashburn clearing it away for Troy. Final 90 seconds of the third quarter, 33-25. Troy with the ball, leading by 8. Here's Lane Hartman going between the legs. A whistle away from it. And away from the ball, they call a foul on catcher Peterson. Well, the officials tonight have not had great responses from both sides. Wasn't a ton there, but that's a big foul. The fourth on catcher Peterson. He has to come out. So here's Hartman on the inbounds pass. A minute 20 to go in the quarter. 33-25 Troy. Geiger in the paint. Had it knocked away, but a foul called. Couple of blue jerseys in there. Let's see who the foul is going to be on. They get Rucker Haring with his first. Both teams now 14 fouls. Geiger to shoot 2. Quiet night for the 6'3 senior. And even more quiet, he almost airballed the first free throw. That was his 60th free throw attempt of the season, and we are in game 6. Attempt number 61 is good. So he goes 1 for 2. He has 5. It's 34-25. 9-point Trojan lead, but a 3 on the right side is good. Keller was wide open. Donovan West, they needed that one. 34-28. First points tonight for the sophomore Keller. Minute to go in the third. Geiger had it knocked away, and a turnover by Troy. 2-on-1 break. Haring drew the body. Count it. And 1 for the sophomore. And just like that, a 5-0 spurt, and it's a four-point game. And the Troy foul on Kasten Jasper, that is his fourth. The sophomore Haring, his first points tonight. He can't make the free throw, but Keller gets the offensive rebound, and he turns it over, but a travel's going to be called against Lane Hartman. Well, now the officials are huddled up. They're going to give a timeout to Troy before the travel call. Goodness me. Is it a 30 or a full? It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 51 seconds to go, third quarter. 5-0 Donovan West run. They're down 4, 34-30 Troy. Back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we welcome in our listeners on 92.1 KMZA. As we are in Troy tonight, boys game late third quarter, Donovan West a 5-0 run. They're down 4 to Troy, 34-30, final 50 seconds of the third quarter, and here we go, out of the timeout. Troy into the front court, it's heavy man-to-man defense here by D. West. There's a bump at midcourt. Fans wanted a foul, no call. Jasper skipping, Colt Jensen a 3, in and out, no. Fighting for the rebound, pulled away by D. West. And then D. West still fighting for it. And Donovan West, a near turnover, but they're going to get a timeout called. Boy, kind of a frantic pace there with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. D. West burns that timeout. It's a 30. So, again, we'll keep it right here. Again, welcoming in our listeners, as we just mentioned, 92.1 KMZA. We are simulcasting on Kansas Land Country for you as we still got a fourth quarter to go here in Troy tonight. First game on the girls' side, Donovan West surviving 47-46. And right now, D. West, we're just down 9 a moment ago, sparked a 5-0 run and back to within 4 at 34-30. Don't forget, after all the action here on Kansas Land Radio, Jake and Boz, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, one final time before the holiday break. So out of the timeout, D. West salvaging the possession, avoiding a turnover. They will get the ball, having to go the full length of the floor, down 34-30. Trojans kind of flashing near half court, maybe some pressure. Coulter Peterson receiving the inbounds for Donovan West. He'll work it into the front court from left to right. Casual with the dribble. D. West, opportunity to play for the final shot here of the quarter. It's down to 20 seconds. Still dribbling it out. Coulter Peterson guarded by Hunter Ingeman. Down to 13 seconds. Finally going to work. Gets to the baseline, leaving his feet into the corner with Shelton. Down to 8. Shelton called for a travel. And a big turnover by Donovan West with 8 seconds to go in this third quarter. Jasper with 4 fouls, going to check back in for Troy on the offensive side. Here we go. 8 seconds. Here's Ingeman into the front court. Down to 5. Nice drive and kick, but an offensive foul. Coulter Peterson took a charge, and 3 seconds to go. It's going to be a foul on Ingeman, his third, and a turnover on the Trojans, their fourth of the frame. Jensen's going to check back in for Troy. And Jasper taking a seat. D. West, they got to go the full length of the floor here, but only 3.3 seconds. And it's off the foot, out of bounds of Coulter Peterson, but it was last touched by Troy, and it's down to 1.8. Well, let's see what they do here. Full court man-to-man for Troy. See if the Mustangs launch a pass up the floor. They get it to midcourt. Albers at the buzzer. Hard off the backboard. No good from midcourt. And our boys' game is at the end of the third quarter. A good one as well. Troy at home, 34-30. They lead Donovan West. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in on Kansas Land Country. Thanks again, our listeners joining us. 92-1 back here on 103.9 as well. Troy, Donovan West boys going to the fourth quarter. Trojans at home, a four-point lead at 34-30. And the fourth quarter is underway. Trojans right to left they go. First possession of the final 8 minutes. Here's a back door. Slipping, falling, Rosenberger settling for three, left it well short, and a rebound for Haring and Donovan West. D. West, a 5-0 spurt late in that third quarter, turning a 9-point deficit into the current 4-point deficit. Here's Coulter Peterson, tough shot, fading away, a little bit strong. Albers the rebound, and then he's blocked at the rim, but chased down by Coulter, so a third opportunity here for D. West on this possession. 40 seconds into the fourth quarter, 34-30 our score, Troy by four. The third opportunity here on this possession for D. West. Coulter Peterson bouncing it. Albers up top. Shelton right side to Keller. Shovels it to Haring in the corner. Works it back to the right wing. Coulter Peterson steps back. A three. Good. Seven for Coulter Peterson. And it's a one-point game at 34-33. Girls game fantastic down the stretch. Boys game here tonight also appears to be a fantastic finish. Here's Rosenberger for Troy, right set on the wing. Up top, Ingeman, little ball fake to the left elbow. Picks it up there, back to Rosenberger on the right wing. Quick pass, Ingeman open, a three, got it. Hunter Ingeman, a big-time triple. He's got six, 37-33. Troy back in front by four. Shelton, a nice ball fake, steps into a long two, right wing. No good, it's short. Missed opportunity there, and a rebound for Jasper and Troy. Final 6-plus minutes of this game. Troy with the ball, leading by four. No shot clock here at Troy. Ingeman again, maybe a heat check. It is short from the left wing. Tipped around, it's going out of bounds, and last touch by Troy. Dustin Beach checking back in here for the Mustangs. He has four fouls. Shelton, the freshman, gets a breather here. The Mustangs will work it into the front court from left to right. Trailing here at Troy, 37-33. Here's Keller in the left corner. Instantly trapped. He's in trouble. Long pass near midcourt. Beach going up high to get it, pulling it down. Coulter Peterson, Albers, Beach, right wing, triple. No, it is short. Albers, another offensive rebound, and he is fouled. Rebounding has been crucial in the second half for Donovan West. Ludke picks it up for Troy. That is his third foul, and it's on the floor. First foul on either side in the fourth quarter. 5:48 to go, 37-33, Troy by four, Mustangs underneath with the ball down four. Dumping it high into the backcourt here with Kaysen Keller, looking towards the left corner, now dribbling all the way to the right wing, had it knocked away from behind, and a steal by Geiger. Rosenberger got a hand on it. Only the third second-half turnover by Donovan West, and a big one there. Trojans with the ball, settling it down, 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Ingeman, hard drive, too easy. At the rack, Hunter Ingeman, 39-33, Trojans back up six. Quick 5-0 spurt for the Trojans here at home. Here's Dustin Beach with it, high right on the wing. Trojans going 2-3, but extending it out beyond the perimeter. Wide open, getting behind, a hard foul by Ludke, and Haring's going to the line for two. Well, you extend that zone out, Haring saw it, got behind that bottom three. And Haring going to shoot a couple free throws. Foul is on Ludke, his fourth. Haring's first free throw. Hits off the heel strong, no good. He is 0 for 4 at the line tonight and had not had shot a free throw at any point this season until tonight. Catcher Peterson checks back in for D. West. Does have 4 fouls. Haring trying to go 1 for 2. Can't do so. He missed another. And chasing it down is Geiger in the corner and nearly went out of bounds, but he saved it. 39-33 Troy. 5 minutes to go in the game. Ingeman into the front court. Backing out into the corner. Now put some pace on underneath. Kicks it back to Rosenberger. Ashburn. Geiger right wing. Triple threat. Puts it on the deck. Launching a pass into the left corner. Now Rosenberger a touch on the wing. 4:42 to go in the game. Geiger spinning left. Drawing the foul on Haring. He's going to shoot 2. Patient possession. And Geiger going to the free throw line. 4:39 to go in the game. 39-33. Troy by 6 trying to add at the stripe. Geiger's first. No good. Well, it's been a quiet night for the 6'3 senior. Came in averaging 19 points and 13 rebounds a game. Right now, unofficially, just 5 points and 4 rebounds in this one. Trying to salvage one here. And he does so. 6 points for Geiger. And the lead is 7 for Troy. 40-33. 4:35 to go in the game. Mustangs need some buckets. They need some stops. Here's Keller with it. Closed out by Ashburn. Gets it to Coulter Peterson on a curl. Gets it at the right elbow. Now Beach on the wing right. Goes left. Oh, lazy pass taken away. Ashburn a steal. Coast to coast. Layup good. Big steal in 2 for Sawyer Ashburn. And he's got 5. 42-33. D. West, they were down 1 a moment ago. They're down 9. It's an 8-0 Troy run. Ingeman got the foot out. It's going to be called for a kick. Braylon Shelton checking back in here for D. West. 4:06 to go in the game. It's Troy by 9. Largest lead for Troy tonight. It was down to 1 a moment ago. Big possession here. 4 minutes in. 4 minutes to go in the final quarter. Here's Shelton into the corner. Keller nearly lost it. Gets it back top of the key. Goes between the legs. Shelton on the wing. Albers, little hook shot, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Troy. Jasper, a ton of rebounds here. He's got a double-double tonight. 42-33, Troy with the ball inside. Geiger losing it, Troy turning it over. Not ideal on that possession. Catcher Peterson over to Shelton in the left corner, spinning on the block, little up and under, got it to go. Braylon Shelton now with 10 for Donovan West, and it's 42-35, Troy. 3:20 to go in the game. Trojans certainly going to slow down the pace with no shot clock here. Here's Geiger left wing, puts it on the dribble, hard to the rack, layup, good, and 1. Henry Geiger. Chance for the old-fashioned 3, he's got 8. Mustang foul going against Albers, that's his 3rd. Both teams, 2 team fouls in the 4th quarter. Geiger has 8 in the game. Makes it 44-35. Chance for one more, and he got it. 9 in the game for Geiger, and it's a 10-point lead for Troy. Largest of the night at 45-35. Coming up on the final 3 minutes of this game. So the Mustangs down 10, running out of time. Here is catcher Peterson, right side. Keller open, huge 3. My goodness, and a timeout for D. West. So Case and Keller, 6 points and 2 threes. A massive one there. Full timeout will follow suit. 2:55 to go in our boys' game. Troy 45, Donovan West 38. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabatha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on Kansas Land Country, final full Friday nights of high school hoops before the holiday break. Megan Sturton in the studio, Brandon Tabman with you, Donovan West and Troy wrapping up our doubleheader here tonight. Troy boys, 45, Donovan West, 38. This was a four-point game going into this final quarter. We're down to 2:55 to go. Kaysen Keller just hit a massive three for D. West to get it to within seven. Now out of the break, or that timeout, Troy working into the front court. Ashburn, left block, bouncing it to Jensen, knocked away, and a steal for D. West. Troy forcing a big turnover, or D. West forcing a big turnover, I should say. 45-38, Donovan West down seven with the ball, 2:35 to go. Troy ramping up the pressure just a touch, man-to-man. Catcher, Shelton, a left corner three, short. Albers, another offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity here for Troy, and then Jensen at midcourt comes away with a steal. Jensen slows it down, gets it on the right wing to Ingeman. Big turnover there. Jasper, D3, not there long. Foul on the rebound attempt. And catcher Peterson is fouled out of the game. Boy, he had a good box out there on Geiger, but they get him for a foul. And Derek Shelton, head coach for D. West, he wants to talk to the official right now as catcher Peterson's going to foul out. The official is having none of it. Well, that's a rough go for catcher Peterson. Looked to be a good box out. He said his arm was wrapped with Geiger, and that simply was not the case. So that's unfortunate. Catcher fouls out. Did not score tonight. 2:13 to go in the game. Troy leading at 45-38, trying to throw it in. Thrown into the backcourt, chasing it down is Colt Jensen. So we approach the final 2 minutes. And with no shot clock here, that certainly favors Troy. But Ashburn fires, can't hit a three, trying to get his own rebound. Ingeman able to chase it down. And another foul is going to be called as two bodies hit the floor. Kaysen Keller picks up his third. And team foul number four. So the next Donovan West foul, Troy's going to be shooting free throws. 45-38. Troy with the lead and the ball. Final 2 minutes. Geiger quickly underneath. Shot good. Geiger with 11. And it's 47-38 with under 2 minutes to go. Donovan West running out of time here. Coulter Peterson with it, working around Jensen. Right elbow, open J, left it short. Geiger the rebound, clearing it away. And a timeout's going to be called by Troy with a minute 40 to go, leading by nine. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, 47-38, Donovan West trailing at Troy. D. West girls victorious in game one, and Troy on tap in the boys' game. They can hold on. It'll be a split tonight between these two rivals. Final game for both these teams before the holiday break. First game for these teams out of the break. Donovan West will play January 2nd against Lynn, getting CBL play going. Troy will play that Saturday, January 3rd, at Blue Valley Randolph. Out of this timeout, we got a buck 40 to go, 47-38 Troy. And they won the matchup last year, 48-43. So Troy's got the side out with the 9-point lead. Jasper throws it in to Ingeman. No shot clock favoring Troy in this scenario late in the game. Ingeman, Ashburn. Jasper on the right wing, down to 126. Geiger on the right block, and they're going to get him for an offensive foul. Have the elbow up just a little bit high. Geiger's going to pick up his fourth. Team foul number three. Well, D-West, they needed that stop. They got it. They're down nine with a minute 24 to go. They need a bucket here. Colter Peterson working into the front court. Final 80 seconds of this game. Trojans extending it out. Jensen reaching on Peterson. Up top to Keller. Sets a screen up for Coulter in the corner. Ball fake, steps into a long two. Left it short. Rebound Geiger. And then Peterson tied him up. And they're going to say it's a jump ball. And that gets the possession back for Donovan West. So Coulter Peterson salvaging that for the minute six to go, down nine. Got to get some points right here for Donovan West. Colter Peterson trying to throw it in, into the air. Veach has it, now Shelton in the corner. Keller up top, Beach with a minute to go. Right wing triple, high off the heel. Albers going up for the rebound, and what's the call? They're going to say jump ball. Even neither of the two really had possession of it, and it's going to go back to Troy. So 55 seconds to go. Troy en route. They're up 9. Jasper into the front court here. The West, they got to be aggressive. They're letting a lot of time run off here. Down to 44 seconds. And there's the reach in by Keller, and a foul's going to be called. And 41.7 to go. And that will put Jasper at the line. Unofficially tonight, 11 rebounds for Jasper to go along with 14 points. Chance to essentially ice this game at the line. And his first free throw is pure. He's got 15. 10-point game, 48-38. Ties the largest lead for Troy tonight. That one no good, but Geiger jumps in for the offensive rebound, and then he's rejected by Albers, as Peterson now going to work it into the front court here. Layup good, though, with 33 seconds and a timeout on the floor. 48-40, Troy by 8. 33 seconds to go. It's a full. We'll follow suit. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So the boys' game coming down the home stretch right now. Troy leading Donovan West 48-40, 32.7 seconds remaining in the game. Brandon Tabman, Megan Sturton with you. Jake and Boz on tap coming up here in just a little bit. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Excited for that one. Final one here of 2025. Getting a couple weeks off here after tonight. Donovan West girls 1-1 in the first game tonight. Troy boys trying to earn a split with their rival. Troy with the ball. They get it in quickly. Ingeman into the front court. Ashburn back to Jasper. We're down to 25 seconds, and there's the foul near midcourt. Jasper's going to shoot two. 24.4 seconds to go. And that is foul number 5 on Kaysen Keller, and he is fouled out of the game. 6 points, a couple of rebounds tonight for the sophomore Kaysen Keller. 24.4 seconds to go in the game. That'll bring on Rucker Haring. Well, the officials tonight have not been a fan favorites or coach favorites or anybody's favorite. 48-40 our score. Jasper at the line makes it 49-40. Knocks in the first one. He's got a game high 16 points. And he gets it back to 10. Troy going to survive here. They're up 10. 22 seconds to go. Here's Shelton in the left corner. Backs it out. Coulter Peterson into the lane. Little hop step move. Got it to go off the heel. Quick timeout. 14 seconds to go. Makes it 50-42. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside as well. Quick word in from the sponsors. Back in a tight 30. This game coming down the home stretch here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, timeout for Donovan West, but they're running out of time. Troy's going to get the win here tonight. Just 14 seconds left in the game, and Troy at home. A 50-42 lead. This was a four-point game going into the fourth quarter. D-West got to within one in the first minute of this final quarter, but Troy went on a run, and they've been able to keep it at arm's length. See if D-West will foul here. Final 10 seconds. They will foul at least one more time. That'll put Hunter Ingeman at the line to shoot a pair. 9 seconds to go. And Dustin Beach now going to foul out. So Dustin Beach, 9 points and three threes tonight. Did not score in the fourth quarter. Hayden Paulino is going to check in for him. Just 9 seconds to go in the game. 8-point lead for Troy. Ingeman, 8 points tonight, 3 for 4 at the line. And his first is good. Well, Troy is going to snap a brief two-game skid. Donovan West's three-game win streak going to come to a close. 51-42. Second one short, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to Donovan West with just 8 seconds remaining in the game. 9-point Troy lead.
Don't foul.
Donovan West working quickly into the front court. Quick three on the way, and it's banked in by Coulter Peterson. Makes it 51-45, but the buzzer sounds, and that will do it. So it's a split tonight between these rivals. D-West girls victorious in game one. Troy boys getting it done in the nightcap. Final score, Trojans 51, Mustangs 45. Post-game show next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's always fun when the rivalry of Donovan West and Troy hook up. This time on the basketball floor here tonight, Troy hosting, and a split is the result. Donovan West girls 47-46 in game one. Troy holding it off in the boys game 51-45. Moments away from sending it off to the scoreboard show. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight. It was close throughout. In the boys' contest, Troy had an 11-8 lead at the end of one. It was 21-18 Troy at the half. Late in the third quarter, Troy built a 9-point lead, but Donovan West got it back to 4 going into the fourth quarter. Troy built it back up after D. West got to within 1 in the first 30 seconds of the fourth quarter, but Troy able to hold off, or hold on, I should say, D-West. They got it back to one late fourth quarter, but they never saw a lead the rest of the game, as Troy would build out a lead as big as 11 in the fourth quarter, ultimately holding on and winning it 51-45. So Troy going into the break, just like their girls squad, even Stevens at 3-3, and D-West boys, three-game win streak is snapped. They are now 4-3 going into the holiday break. All right, let's get you some of the numbers and our player of the game before we get you out of here tonight. Thanks again for tuning in. Start with the Troy boys and Caston Jasper. 17 points, 11 rebounds. He was 4-for-5 at the line tonight. Light night for Henry Geiger, 11 points and 7 rebounds. Hunter Ingeman had 9. 6 in the game from Colt Jensen, 5 from Sawyer Ashburn, 3 points as well from Colton Ludke. For Donovan West, they got 14 points from Colter Peterson, right on his season average. Outside of that, they got 10 from Braylon Shelton off the bench. They got 6 in the game from Kaysen Keller. Dustin Beach also with 9 in the game, 2 points apiece. Rucker Haring, Michael Albers, and Hayden Paulino. Albers mentioning 2 points, but he did have 11 rebounds for Donovan West in this one tonight. Some of the team numbers for Troy. In the game, 14 turnovers. They were 14 of 21 at the line. They had 30 total rebounds, and they hit 5 threes. Donovan West in the game, their totals, they had 10 turnovers, 4 of 11 at the free throw line. They had 26 team rebounds, and they hit 9 threes in the game. But it's not enough as they come up short, 51-45. All right, let's get to our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And the 6'1 sophomore, Caston Jasper, getting it done again with the double-double. 17 points, 11 rebounds. He is our player of the game here for Troy tonight. Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us here on Kansaland Country. Jake and Boz standing by with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. One final time here in 2025. Donovan West and Troy here tonight. We'll have a recap of this game coming up in just a little bit. But a split here between these rivals tonight. D-West girls in game one, 47-46. Troy boys in the nightcap, 51-45. Both these teams back to it after the holiday break. Donovan West, January 2nd, will be at home against Lynn. Troy the very next day, Saturday, January 3rd, Troy will be on the road at Blue Valley Randolph. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Again, Jake and Boz standing by. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.